Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I'm just so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast. I thank and praise God for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus on today. Hallelujah. This evening, I just want to give reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise my Father for another opportunity to be back on our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I'm going to get ready to call our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We'll have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Let us get started here. I thank and praise God for you that's on our radio broadcast and you that's in radio land. I just thank and praise God again for you on tonight. I love everyone. I just thank and praise God for us coming together just one more time. We're going to get ready to have a song, a devotion song. Trying to get it here. Okay, here we go. 1 minute. Thank you. I wasn't away. Reading will be coming from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy disease, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our own sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. I have just read you from Psalms 103, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight humbly, Lord, before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on tonight, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble, Father. Father, we ask your forgiveness right now, Lord. We ask you on tonight, Father, to search our hearts tonight, search our minds and our spirit. If there's anything in either one of them, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you on today, Lord, to create in us a clean heart, Master. Renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, I thank you right now, Father. I just come right now, Lord. First of all, Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to bind up the strong man today, Father. Oh, Lord, bind the strong man. Bind him up, Father. In the man that he be put over, son of bind up the strong man, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every negative word and every negative thought, every evil and wicked word, every evil and wicked thought, every demonic word, Lord, every demonic thought, I ask you right now to bind it up. Every demon on assignment, your assignment has been canceled from our radio broadcast on tonight. And anyone and everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless our worship service. I ask you to bless our prayer meeting tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bind up the strong man and cover us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to let it decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase in praise and teach and minister to us on tonight, in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful tonight, Lord, for your patience with us, Lord. I'm so grateful tonight, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. I'm so grateful tonight, Lord, for your righteousness, Lord. I'm just thanking you tonight, and I'm praising you, Lord. I'm magnifying. I just give you glory, and I give you glory tonight. I give you glory tonight. I give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, hello, Koryasana. Let me get out the way of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, only because of your son, to deliver, to free me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from anything that I should not have, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I give you glory tonight. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Your righteousness, Father. All these things, Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am just so delighted to be here tonight. I'm so delighted that you decided to worship with us on tonight. I'm so excited that you decided to come join us to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm so excited tonight, Father, and I just thank God. Hallelujah. I give you praise tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm going to know you. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I just thank God on tonight. I thank him tonight. I just want to just welcome everyone. Hallelujah. You could have anywhere else or been anywhere else at this present time, but I thank God, you in radio land and those that's on our radio broadcast, I thank God, hallelujah, for you, hallelujah. I thank God for each one of you. And so I'm so grateful. I don't know what to do, hallelujah. I just thank God. I thank the Lord on tonight. Yes, I thank God. So we're going to just go on into our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. I just want to open the floor for any testimonies, any praise reports, any miracle reports, it's testimonies, a shout out for the Lord on today. Whatever you have to say about the Lord Jesus, about God, hallelujah. This is your finest hour, hallelujah. So I thank and praise God on tonight. We're going to get ready to hear another song. Amen. God bless you. And then we'll go right. We'll have a testimony.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. Now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time. Change has come over me.
My walk and God changed my talk, and when God changes, it's a wonderful change. Hallelujah. I don't expect for you to change yourself for righteousness sake, because you can't. But when God, when the Holy Ghost changes, when a change come into your life, and when it's the Holy Ghost changing you, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful change. I just thank and praise God on tonight. I give God reference. Hallelujah. Reverence, who's the head of my life, who is my life. And I just thank him today. I thank God for who he is in my life. I thank God how he woke me up this morning. I thank God how he started me on my way. I thank God for moving, hallelujah, by his spirit on today. I give God praise on today. He don't have to do what he do for me, but he do them, and I just thank God on today. He's a mighty, mighty good God on today. I give him praise, and I give him glory. I thank him today, hallelujah, because he's covering us, hallelujah. I thank him that he woke me up. I thank him that he covered my husband. I thank him how he covered my children. I thank God on today because he's good, and he God all by itself. I thank him because I could for giving me a sound mind. I could have been crazy all in my head, but he gave me a sound mind this morning. And he constantly, every day, give me new mercy. Every day, God, give me new mercy. I give him praise. Even if I'm in the world, I'm not of this drastic world, Lord. And I thank God for coming up in the name of Jesus. I give him praise today, and I give him glory today. I give him praise today, and I give him glory. God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. God is good today, and I thank him, and I feel him moving, all down in my feet, all in my legs, down in my belly. I just thank God on today. He's a good God, and he's worthy. God is so worthy. God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised on today. Hallelujah. I just thank God what he's doing. I thank him. I thank him for what he's doing today. Hallelujah. I'm going to play another. Guess I'll play another song. Hallelujah. God is good. And when you can feel him, like I feel him, hallelujah. When he's done for you, like he's done for me, hallelujah. You won't do anything, hallelujah, but bow down on your knees, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're gonna go with in listen to Marvin Winans. Hallelujah. Like going on, I feel like running, seeing what the end's gonna be like. I just feel like going on for the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have not been in a battle for the Lord, you need to get on the battlefield for the Lord and just run on, hallelujah, and see what the end's gonna be like. God is good, just like that. Hallelujah. He expects for us to feel like going on. He expects for us to stand and just don't give out, but wear out. Hallelujah. I don't want to give out. I don't want to give up. I want to wear out. I want God to wear me out because I want to run on. Hallelujah. And see what the end's going to be like. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give up. Hallelujah. But I want to give out. Hallelujah. I want to wear out. Hallelujah. I want to stay on the battlefield. Hallelujah. Out for the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to just stay on the battlefield for the Lord in the name of Jesus. As long as he give me breath and strength. Hallelujah. I want to stay on them. Stay on the battlefield for the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Hallelujah. I give him mercy. I give him worship tonight. And I give him praise on tonight in the name of Jesus. He's been so good, been better to me, hallelujah, than I can ever be to myself. I thank God, hallelujah. I don't know what's best for me,
We don't know what we need, but God knows what's best for us. God knows what we need on tonight. And I thank him tonight. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. He said, in the name of Jesus, I give him praise tonight. And I give him glory on tonight. Oh, yes, I do. God is a good God. And he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. My God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised on tonight. I thank him tonight. I thank God, hallelujah, for we give him praise on tonight. I thank God on tonight. You just don't know how good God is, hallelujah. I guess you haven't experienced it, but if you're on this radio broadcast, if you're out in radio land and you hear my voice, you're still in the land of the living, and God that lets you know how good God is, hallelujah. If you got a roof over your head, if you just got a piece of bread in your refrigerator, that lets you know how good God is, huh? Because, see, we can have money to pay our bills. We can have a roof over our head. We can have food in the refrigerator. And we still won't be thankful. We still won't be able to make it without him. And I thank God today. I thank God because he is a necessity. He's not an option. You have to have him. Hallelujah. God, not my God. He's not an option. You don't have now another option. You have to have him. Hallelujah. You can't make it without him. I can't make it without him. I don't know what you're thinking today. God is not an option. God is, you have to have him for all things. Come on over, Charlie. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to just pray this prayer. It's a small prayer on tonight, just in case somebody needs a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives what have resulted in a curse. Hallelujah. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, adultery, idolatry, lust, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, and lying, sorcery, and divination in a court environment. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of poverty, all curses of lack and debt, all curses of destruction and sickness, all curses of death and vagabondism in the name of Jesus. I break all curses on my marriage, on my family, on my children and relationships, in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of rejection, all curses of pride, all curses of rebellion, all curses of lust, all curses of hurt, all curses of incest, all curses of rape, all curses of Ahab and Jezebel, all curses of fear, all curses of insanity, all curses of madness and confusion, in the name of Jesus. I break all curses affecting my finances and my mind. I break all curses affecting my sexual character, all curses affecting my emotions, all curses affecting my will and relationship. In the name of Jesus, I break every hex in my colleagues and in the name of Jesus, every hex, every jinx, every spell, every spoken curse over my life and over my husband's life. In the name of Jesus, I break it right now. In the name of Jesus, I break every fetter, Lord. In the colleagues and in the name of Jesus, I break every shackle. I break every cord. I break every chain. I break every habit. I break every cycle that is a result of a curse. In the name of Jesus, according to Galatians 3:13. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And I exercise my faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and loose myself in my descendants, in my husband, in my family, in every curse, from every and any curse, in the name of Jesus. I claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of our fathers. In the name of Jesus, all of my sins have been remitted, and I loose myself from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience, all rebellion to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I exercise my faith, and I know confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, I confess that Abraham's blessings are mine. I am not cursed, but blessed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. I am blessed, and what God has blessed cannot be cursed. In the name of Jesus, I'm durable. In the name of Jesus, I command right now, in the name of Jesus, I command spirits of rejection, spirits of hurt and bitterness, spirits of unforgiveness and bondage, spirits of torment and death, spirits of destruction and fear. I command our spirits of lust and perversion, mind control and witchcraft. I command our spirits of poverty and lack. I command our spirits of death and confusion. I command our spirits of devil might and sickness. I command our spirits of infirmity and pain. I command our spirits of divorce and separation. I command our spirits of contention and strife. I command all spirits of depression and sadness. I command all spirits of loneliness and self-pity and self-destruction, self-rejection and anger. I command all spirits of rage and wrath and anguish. I command all spirits of vagabondism and abuse and addiction to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank God tonight for setting us free from every curse and every spirit that has operated in our lives as a result of a curse. In Jesus' name, I thank God. I just thank God. I thank God, and I command our spirits of offense only become delirious. I command spirits of incubus and succubus to come out in the name of Jesus. All spirit sponsors, all sex demons, come out in the name of Jesus. I command you by every power and authority that God has given me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on tonight. God is a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Now, Father, I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and in things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I affect in the force God's original plans and purposes over and against the plans and purposes of Satan. I decree and declare in this battle no internal or external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I place upon myself the armor of light and of the Lord, the truth to cover my loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover my heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover my feet on tonight, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively and cover my body in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation to cover my head. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness. The glory of God is my reward in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, I pull down strongholds. I cast down vain imaginations, every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. My thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. I speak to God's anointing. Destroy every yoke in my life, and that my soul, spirit, and body now function in the order according to divine systems of protocol. I decree and declare that I am healed tonight, and spirit filled. Sickness and disease is far from me tonight. In the name of Jesus, I establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate, and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven to govern all activities within. I overrule and disallow and veto every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, and directive mandate, order which opposes the will of the Lord concerning my life, my husband, and my ministry and family. I nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning my ministry, my life, and the lives of my family members, friends, and associates. I take control over the airways and the galaxies and the systems, the spheres and atmospheres, hemisphere, and realms and regions and domains. I dispossess master spirits and employ Michael, the archangel and the angelic host to handle any satanic contentions and disputes and strivings and resistance concerning this injunction. I declare success for divine angelic undertaking and undergirding and reinforcement and assistance. According to your word, Father, angels now excel in strength to marshal and protect my personage, property, and possessions. Jehovah Gabor, contend with those who contend with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw also the spear and javelin and close up the ways of those who pursue me and persecute me. Clothe yourself in your garments of war. Muster your devices and gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrow and gather your shields and let vengeance be your ultimate goal as you overthrow the chariot, horses, and riders. Let terror strike the hearts of my enemies and cause their hearts to fail. I decree and declare that by you, I run through troops, I leap over walls. You are my God, the God who buries me with strength and make my way perfect. It is you who make my feet like hind feet, giving me stability so that I'm able to stand firm and progress in the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set me securely upon my high places. You teach me my hands to walk and my fingers to fight, and granting me supernatural strength and ability so that my arms break a bore of steel. You are my rock and my shield, my strong tower. You have equipped me with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes me as a victor in the battle. Beat down the enemy and give me his neck. Cause me to pursue and overtake him. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, cause me to overtake them and tell them they are wounded and consumed, falling at my feet, never to rise again, establish my name in the heaven, let them that hear me submit and obey. I announce that it is you who have blessed me, it is you that empowers me, it is not by my might, nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit lifts up a standing against it. I forbid and disallow further opposing activities of any satanic personality with diabolical assignments concerning my life and ministry and family. And I wage war. I wage war for them in the name of Jesus. I disapprove and prohibit any demonic interception and interference or resistance. I resist satanic contentions, intentions of provocation and negotiation concerning my life and my soul and superimposed prophetic purpose and divine destiny over and against all activities and opposing forces that are contrary to the will of God in Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus concerning my life. I bind satanic harassment and rebuke satanic concentration. I bring to a halt and prohibit all satanic surveillances. I lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression and depression. I cast them upon the Lord who sustains them. I won't be moved. I shall not be moved. I decree and declare that by the anointing, all covenants, all contracts and chains, fetters and bondage, proclivities and captivities that are contrary to or opposed or hindered the fulfillment of God's original plan and purposes are broken. I am liberated from generational and satanic, demonic alliances, allegiance, soul ties, spirit of inheritance, curses. I sever them by the sword of the Lord, the blood and the spirit of God. I speak to my DNA and declare that I am free from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically and socially, emotionally, and psychologically, spiritually, or by any other channel unknown to me, but known to God. I resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper to my soul and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliances, association, allegiance, or covenant. I open myself to divine deliverance. Father, have your way now. Perfect those things concerning me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that a pressure, the anointing, the firewall, smokescreen and bloodline form hedges of protection around me and hide me from the scourges of the enemy. Familiar spirits of any and all demonic personalities making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace me in the realm of the spirit. There should be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. I release my name in the atmosphere and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, and prophetic watchmen are picking me up in the atmosphere or in the realm of the spirit. And I speak that they will not cease or come down from their watchtower until their assignments have been completed. I decree and declare they will not conduct their intercessory assignments. They will not conduct the intercessory assignments under the directions of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, who is my chief intercessor. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural might, knowledge of the utmost Spirit of Jehovah. As I advance, I divinely empowered in increasing skills in understanding, I obliterate and annihilate satanic impressions, illusions, projection, perceptions, suggestions, suspicion and deception, set up as a decoy or an ambush to my soul and those assigned to pray with me, for me, on behalf of me, those that work with me or assigned to me and interact with me daily. I forcefully resist the wiles of the devil and prohibit the hijacking of divine thoughts, inspiration and revelation, insight, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, emanating from the throne room of my heavenly Father, especially those that initiate, stimulate, sustain and reinforce my kingdom of thought in the earth realm, in the heavenlies of heavens, and that facilitates God's redemptive purpose. I prohibit. I put a halt to and prohibit to all distracted, disturbing, and destructive measures. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the enemy. And I prevail against satanic inhibitations and prohibitions and all limitations. I decree and declare that all invisible and invisible walls are destroyed. I execute divine judgment against satanic and demonic activity. And I warn the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. I disapprove and nullify. I dismantle and cancel and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers and manipulations, subversions and strategies, tactics and plots, and plans and plots, which are designed to hinder, prevent, and frustrate, far and deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick and swift speedy manifestation, particularly in their correct times and seasons. I prohibit the alterations and changes of any kinds or laws concerning my life or ministries or the lives of my family. I move sacralized and send on copy to the choreographic, symphonic, and orchestrated movements of God. I establish the laws of statutes, codifications, bills, charters, and constitutions are changed. They are changed in my favor so that I may prosper in the place of my assignment in the land in which I am domiciled. I decree and declare that my times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. I function under the anointing of the sons of Issachar, and I give. And God gives me the divine ability to accurately discern my times and seasons. I decree and declare that the eyes of my spirit function with 20/20 vision for correct understanding, interpretation of divine movements. My ears are in tune with the correct frequency of the spirit, and I have clear transmission. I decree that this day I operate according to God's divine timetable calendar. I decree that God's agenda is my agenda. I am not my own. I have been born with a price. I therefore submit myself to him alone. I declare that like Jesus, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me in the name of Jesus. Father, Father, overthrow the plans of troublemakers, scorners, scoffers, mockers, persecutors and character assassins, expose satanic representatives, and grant unto me divine strategies and tactics to divine and to identify, resist, and overcome the plots and plans and establish for my demise. Draw to spirit, stop them in their way. Let them be confounded and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counsel. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. Let them be as chaff driven by the wind. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Let their ways be through dark and slippery places with the angels of the Lord pursuing and afflicting them. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek and require my life. Let them be turned back and confounded who plan my hurt. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall by their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall into the very destruction they contrive for me. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapon they have devised for me. Let them be caught in the same net that they set for me. Let them fall in the very pit that they dug for me. Let them be hung by the very noose they constructed for me. Let them be burned in the very fire they lit for me. Let them be consumed by the very beast they prepared for me. Strike them down in the very act of their mischief. Let their mischief be returned to them. Double fold, let them cut them out of the dwelling places, root them out of the land of the living, let evil slay them, and destruction be their lot. Make them like the wheel turning and confused, make them like the stubble before the wind, make them as wood, burned by fire, Lord, persecute them with your tempest, cause fear and trembling and terror to grip their hearts, that they'll be confounded in trouble forever. I implore the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. I give God praise on tonight. I just give him praise on tonight. He's such a good God. Hallelujah. He's a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So I send these words forth as you crown the winds in the realm of the spirit to demolish and destroy the enemy's camp. Cause the four winds of the spirit of heaven to blow it as destroying, conquering winds. I decree and declare that this prayer and all future prayers take on the characteristics of divine projectiles in the realm of the spirit, and that they hit the bullseye. And I declare that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the blood, the word, and by the spirit of God. I decree that every spirit released from their diabolical assignments now become a part of Jesus' footstool in the name of Jesus. I send this prayer out in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank you all, and I pray God. I thank God for each one of you in radio land and those that's on the radio broadcast. I thank God for you on today. I give God praise and glory, and I thank God for you staying on with us as long as you have. Hallelujah. I give him glory and I give him praise. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you on tonight for your word. We thank you for every word and every prayer that went forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for performing and making this prayer go forth in Jesus' name. Every word in the name of Jesus, every decree and every declare. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You all are dismissed. I will see you right back here tomorrow night in the name of Jesus at that very same time. God bless you. I love you. And God loves you too. Amen. Have a good night.